Rusty Quill presents.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
No fucking way. Cars. There are actual cars driving in the street right now. There are birds chirping and shit. You can actually hear the sounds of... well, sounds. I sound like a broken record at this point, but this is crazy. Why did that work? How did that work? Time seemed like it was... essentially frozen for what felt like days, and the only thing that would get it to start again was by doing exactly what Jim told me that they wanted. By reading. So clearly whatever it is that is controlling everything and controlling this house is somehow connected to these letters. But I'm still struggling to even see a connection. Other than a couple that actually seem like they could be somewhat connected, they just seem completely random. And the topics just seem all over the place. Just today, we had letters about a muddy puddle with a pair of glowing eyes smack dab in the center, and one about a young woman whose parents seemed to have been switched after a tragic accident that happened during a snowstorm after seeing some kind of moose man? Were-moose in the road? And then, what feels like years ago at this point, there were letters about a mother who was convinced that her young daughter has been replaced by some sort of monster because she wasn't sad about a little kitten that passed away. And then there was the first letter, which brought up a guy that has begun hearing and seeing a ghost woman that looks like she's fresh out of the 1800s or something. I didn't even make the connection between the car accident letter and the poor little cat letter until just now. They do sound pretty similar. Minus the fact that the young girl's parents refused to say a word. And honestly, I think the weirdest thing about all of this, even counting the time thing and the inability to leave my house, is that it's starting to seem like my memory is coming back. At least partly, anyway. I can't even really describe it, but it almost feels like there's this fog in my brain that seems like it's dissipating a bit. I'm starting to remember things that I haven't even thought about in, damn, probably over a year. I'm just being dramatic. That would be impossible. If things are normal now, I might be able to explain to my mom what has been going on. Maybe. Okay, it's ringing. Mom? Can you hear me? No, I'm fine. Do I? Sorry, it was a long night. A very, very long night. Sorry for calling so early. I forget about the whole time zone thing. I just really wanted to talk to you. By any chance, I've wanted to talk to you about it for a long time now, but I couldn't really find the right words to say. Mom, I just I feel great. I woke up this morning and fuck. Damn it. It's happening again. No, I'm sorry, Mom. Nothing is wrong. I'm sorry for swearing, I'm just overtired, I guess. Mom? Have you been listening to my podcast at all? The audio diary thing I've been uploading, like, every day? You really have no idea what I'm talking about? Mom, we've talked about it before. We talked about what I was gonna do right before I moved, remember? Nothing. Well, I see where I get my memory from. Nothing, Mom, I didn't say anything. I'll let you get back to bed, Mom. I'm sorry. Good night, or morning. I love you. I guess I shouldn't really be surprised at this point. I guess there's one person I can call. Hello? Officer?
Hello? Who is this?
Oh, hello, officer. It's Nate. From a few days ago. I'm the guy with the audio diary thing.
I know who this is, Nate. Why are you calling me at 8 a.m.?
Well, I...
John.
Excuse me?
My name is John. I figured it'd be better for you to call me that than awkwardly calling the officer whenever you refer to me. Now, Nate. Why exactly did you call?
You gave me your card. You said to give you a call if I ever just wanted to talk to someone. So I figured I would try. Something very weird happened last night, and I need to talk about it. I just tried telling my mom about it, but I couldn't find the words. Well, actually, I could find the words. I just wasn't able to say them. I was thinking of the words that I wanted to say, but my mouth just refused to make the words.
Nate, I'm going to ask you a question. And I need you to be honest with me. Have you been drinking lately?
John, I haven't drank anything in, honestly, what feels like days. That's technically true.
What was that?
Nothing. Well, let me tell you what's been going on, if I can.
I'm sure you can.
Okay. First, I have a question for you. How was your night last night?
It was fine, I guess. I got off my shift, grabbed a quick bite to eat, and sat down on the couch, watched a movie, and quickly passed out around 11, I believe. How about yourself?
The night wouldn't end.
Long night? What exactly happened?
Something really weird happened when I was at Jim's house.
The landlord. How's your dog, by the way?
She's doing great, thanks. But, nothing. About what happened at Jim's house. I don't think I told you this yesterday in the car.
You mean when you admitted the whole breaking and entering thing?
Yeah. A few of those missing persons posters in Jim's basement. They were pictures of his wife. Stacy, I've been living in this house for over a year and I have never seen or heard from Stacy. It was so long ago, but I think I remember Googling her. It said she has been missing for a while.
I'm a little confused here, Nate. When I picked you up outside your house the other day, the Jim and who I assumed to be his wife, Stacy, you said they were both outside when Jim offered to watch your dog.
Exactly.
I'm not following.
Stacy was back. She was back, and she had no idea that she was ever missing to begin with. I confronted Jim about that.
And?
He told me not to talk to her about it. He said it would crush her.
Maybe she just happened to be working. Or out of the house. Whenever you would have had the opportunity to see her. And Jim was just kidding when he said you would crush her.
I really don't think so. But there's more that happened that night.
Go on.
Do you remember when I told you about my girlfriend, Jess? And how she just disappeared one day? I said that's what the family and police told me. But Jim said that if I ever want to see Jess again, I need to do exactly what they say.
Exactly what who said?
They. That's a really long story. I have a couple of theories about that, and they're all half-assed, and I have no way of getting any more info on them.
I have time.
Well, remember I told you about those really strange letters in my basement? Yeah. Wait. Do you listen to my show?
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Never mind. Well, a few of those letters refer to something as they. I think whoever they are could be the same they mentioned in the letters. It's either that or those people that held me captive in my basement, but all of that is such a blur. I think. I don't know. I have a recording from a few months ago that I can't really explain. I was in the basement, and I was scared, and there were these other voices, too.
Wait, so you have a recording of this?
Yes. Even then, that recording and the letters don't really indicate at all what they want.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to play that recording for me sometime.
I will. But there's more. As I left the house, Jim stopped me at the door and told me to keep reading before slamming the door in my face. Then I left with Bella, went home, and decided to drink. I was so stressed, I just needed to relax a bit.
More drinking, Nate?
Yeah, but the night got so strange. I sat there at the table and got very, very drunk.
Sounds about right.
And then I got sick and went to lie down for a bit. I woke up from a small nap with a splitting headache. I checked the time, and it was about 15 minutes later. I woke up and still had the crazy headache. After that, I went back to bed to rest off the headache. When I woke up, the headache and hangover were completely gone. It was as if I slept for a full 10 hours.
Okay. What's so weird about that? 10 hours is nothing.
According to my phone, my clock, and my microwave. Only a few minutes passed. I slept off one of the worst hangovers I've ever had in the span of a few minutes.
Okay, that is a little weird.
That's only the half of it. And then I remembered what Jim told me right before I left the house. Keep reading.
Huh.
So I went down to the basement, grabbed a handful of those stupid letters, and brought them upstairs to read. With each letter that I read, time seemed to slowly start, I don't know, working again?
And you don't think the heavy drinking was a factor in this? At all?
No, I don't.
Well, I don't really believe any of this, but it is interesting, to say the least. Have you tried, I don't know, Googling any of the weird events mentioned in the letters?
Yeah, I have, and I have come up empty. Yes, I believe you've mentioned it once or twice.
That means I have access to a little more information than you. I should be able to tell you whether we have any documentation or corroborating information for any of the things mentioned in the letters. Obviously, I wouldn't be able to comment on any sort of active investigation, but I...
You would do that for me? Why?
Like I said before, I find you fascinating. So when you get a chance, scan some of the letters that you've read and send them over to my email. I've listed it on the card I gave you. I have some downtime. Yeah, I'll look into it for you.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Really? Don't mention it. And in the meantime, why don't you grab more of those letters and keep reading them? Whether this is all in your head or not, reading those letters seems to be making you feel somewhat better.
Oh. Okay, I will, officer.
Officer with my dad's name. Please, call me John.
Okay. Thank you, John. I'll send this over to you right now.
Thanks. Oh, Nate, one more thing.
What?
Try and lay off the drinking. Seems like that's the common denominator with your episodes.
Well, you heard the authorities. Back to the basement.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.